Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Shabbos, Perik Tes Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Eluk Sharem, here are the types of nuts Shechayavan Alein, you would be Mechuyev for making this knot on Shabbos. Kesher HaGamolin, a camel driver's knot. How do camel drivers make knots? Well, this may not sound so pleasant, but they would actually make a hole in the camel's nose. They would run a piece of leather through it, and then wrap it around like a ring and tie it. They meant for that to stay forever. And v'kesher ha-saponin, the sailor's knot. Svin is a boat. Saponin means the sailor's knot. Now, we don't mean the knot over here that they would use to tie the boat to the port, to the pole by the port, because that's open and closed. But the front of the boat had like a hole, and they would run a string through that, and like a ring, and knot it. And then they would run another string through that ring, and that's how they would connect the boat to the pier. So that ring that's connected to the hole in front of the boat, that was meant to stay forever. That's why one would be chayiv if he does it. Now, where do we learn the malach of kosher from? Where do they do it in the Mishkan? Well, they would make knots to tie together torn threads in the areas. Or they would make knots for the nets to catch the chalazin to get the tchelis out of it. Zak the Mishnah Vayter, k'shem shu chayiv al kishuran, just like he's chayiv for tying these knots, kachu chayiv al heteran. And one would also be chayiv for untying them. You see, those that made the knots to catch the chalazin fish, to get the tchelis out of it. So the Batnur explains, well, the way these nets work, you have to sometimes tie it, untie it, to make it shorter or wider. Rabbi Meir says, kol kesher, sheyochel atira be'achas miyadav, kol kesher, any knot, shehu yochel atira that you could untie, be'achas miyadav, with one hand. In other words, obviously it's not too tight. Ain't chayav and all of you wouldn't be chayav on it. And that would be true even if the person made the knot with the intent to keep it that way. But if it's still loose enough that you could untie it with one hand, you wouldn't be chayav on it. However, the Batanura says that the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir. Now, we have to explain something. We know that you're chayav for making a knot. It's one of the lametes malachas. We also know that there are three categories. Some types of knots you're chayiv on. Some types of knots you wouldn't be chayiv a karm chatas for, but still you can't do it. It would be awesome in the rabbanon. And there are some types of knots that are mutter lechat chila. Let's explain as follows. According to the Rif and the Rama, in order to be chayiv, you have to meet two conditions. First of all, it has to be a professional knot. What's a professional knot? It means a person who was trained to tie a good knot, like the sailors. The sailors had to make good knots. If you tied a sail to a boat and in the middle of a storm the sail went flying off, that wouldn't be too good, right? So they really knew what they were doing. It's a professional knot. But according to the Rif and the Rambam, just to make a professional knot is not enough to be chayav on. There's a second condition, and that is that your purpose, your intention has to be to leave that knot there, like the ring that you thread through the hole on the boat, where the ring hangs, and then you use that later to run the rope through that and tie it to the shore. That's a knot you want to leave there. You never want to open that knot. So if a person did these two things, according to the Rif and the Rambam, it's a professional knot, and he does it with the intent to keep it that way, he is chayiv. Now, what if it's not a professional knot? And what if I don't intend to keep it that way? Then the din is, it's mutter lechatchila. So which are the ones that are aser midrabanan? And the answer is, according to the Rif and the Rambam, if let's say it's a professional knot, but he doesn't intend to keep it that way, you make a professional knot on your shoes. Because you want to make sure that everyone sees what a good knotter you are. Or you don't want your shoe to open up, but you don't want to leave it that way, or else you're going to have to sleep in your shoes. Or let's say it's not a professional knot, but you're tying something and you're hoping it's going to stay there forever. You just don't know how to make a professional knot. That would be asim midrabanan. So again, according to the Rif and the Rambam, a professional knot with the intention to keep it that way forever. Well, nothing's really forever, but as far as you're concerned, you don't want to open it. There you would be chayiv. A professional knot that you intend to open, or even a not a professional knot, but you want to keep it that way indefinitely, that's asim midrabanan. And if it's not a professional knot that you intend to open, then it's mutter lechatchila. According to Rashi and the Rush, it's a little bit different. They look not at what kind of a knot it is. They look at how long you want this knot to be tied. Any knot that's permanent is chayiv. You're chayiv on. It doesn't make a difference what kind of a knot it is. A temporary knot meaning to say he wants to leave it there for several days before he unties it, that's asa midrabanan. And a knot that you want to open right away, that would be mutter lechatchila.